This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know the Auto Club offers competitive rates on auto insurance? Go to AAA.com/insurance for a free quote today and find out how much you could save insurance through the Auto Club. Visit AAA.com/insurance today. I'm going to play a little Real or Fake in a couple of minutes. The phone lines are now open. 833-288-0973 if you'd like to be today's contestant and qualify for our grand prize drawing Vegas getaway. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes, but first, slightly delayed, thanks to our conversation with Annie Halbern from Peoria. It's time for today's Tier 1 Tour. All right, we're going day by day throughout each Major League Baseball spring training camp leading up to opening day on April 1st. Last week was all about the American League Eastwoods. Now we'll move over to the American League Central. I think you can now see how we're going to progress the rest of the spring.
Correct.
So we will start at the bottom from last year, which was the Detroit Tigers. Last year, Woods, the Tigers went 23-35. They didn't even get to play all 60 games. Had a couple of COVID stoppages for their opponents. And then at the end of the season, at least actually like a week before the end of the season, manager Ron Gardenhire just walked away, said, I'm out.
That's it for
due
me.
To health concerns. And then they brought in, of course, A.J. Hinch in the offseason, former World Series winning manager of the cheating Houston Astros, to take over as their new bench boss.
I would say definitely their biggest move of the offseason was getting A.J.
Hinch.
That's
a fair statement, actually.
Who, by the way, don't get it twisted. He's a good manager. He's a good manager. Okay? He screwed up very, very badly.
In reality,
lied about
it's a
it.
Joke.
Yeah, it's a joke, AJ. Remember that?
You're right, though.
It's a joke.
He's an effective manager.
No doubt about it. He is a baseball man through and through. I read something yesterday about he's going, I think the Yankees are playing the Tigers at some point, and they are going to, he's going to have to face the New York media, really for the first time since this happened. And he had some pretty telling quotes. He said, yeah, you know, I'm ready for it. Going to answer him, going to apologize, and hope we can move on.
Still on a Zoom call, though.
Yeah, still on
face to face. It's always easier.
Well, it's not like they're going to beat you up if you're in person.
No.
Like, oh, I'm glad I'm not going to get my ass kicked.
You can pretend not to hear something. Yeah, a bad connection or something. I don't know. Whoop, I missed that. On Zoom, you can get away with that.
On Zoom, yeah, he will be addressing kind of, because he's back. You know, he was out. He sat out, and now he's back. And you know, I think maybe your punishment is, yeah, you get to manage, but you have to manage the Tigers. It's going to be a rough
The trouble
rough
with
go.
The Tigers, obviously, is that their star, their most well-known player, the face of their franchise, is 38 years old. It's Miguel Cabrera, who honestly wasn't altogether awful last year. He led the team with 10 home runs at he's only 13 home runs away from 500.
Yeah.
He's only 134 hits away from 3,000. I didn't realize
oh,
that
yeah.
If he could stay healthy and have a great season, he could be on 3,000 watch this year.
Well, I mean, he'll get there, I think, with both of those. What's he need? 13 for 500
13 homers,
and 130
hits?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a lot of hits.
If he stays healthy,
I think he's easily one of the best right-handed hitters to ever play the game. you're looking at this year as a rebuilding year slash a personal milestone year for a guy like Miggy Cabrera, who has been, you know, just phenomenal up until the last couple of years. And but I can honestly say, as I was going through this team, Ben, fancy myself somebody that watches about 12 hours of baseball a day, literally every day, play on two fantasy teams. Dude, it was like, if you did real or fake with Tigers guys, I would have no idea.
The one player is probably their best everyday player that may be worth drafting. Probably Jonathan Schoop.
Yep, at second base.
Looks like Shoop, but it's pronounced Schoop.
They're pitching, you know, Matthew Boyd is a guy that has had good years before. They probably should have traded him when they could. Look, their best player is not going to make the big league squad. That's Spencer Torkelson. They just drafted him from Arizona State, I believe.
Riley Green is also a top prospect. Yep. He's not going to make the team this year either.
Torkelson, at spring training, has already sliced his hand open trying to open a can with a knife instead of a can opener. So
really,
it was one of those.
The Adam Eaton famous injury. He was trying to open a DVD package and stabbed himself in the gut.
But you got Jaime Candelario, who's a young player who should be pretty good. But other than that, I'm looking at their projected lineup. You ready for this? Victor Reyes in right, Robbie Grossman in left, Miggy Cabrera, Jaime Candelario, Wilson Ramos, Jonathan Schoop, Jacoby Jones, Nico Goodrum, and Isaac Paredes. I'm like three out of nine there with those guys. And then when you get to the pitching rotation, a few more names like Michael Fulmer is a guy kind of always rumored to be on the move out of there. Matthew Boyd, Spencer Turnbull, Casey Mize, Jose Urena, and then the bullpen. I mean, Buck Farmer? That's made up. That sounds made up.
It's real.
Yeah, John Schreiber? John Schreiber works for H&R Block. He is not in the bullpen.
We could be doing Detroit Tigers real or fake right here, so don't give them all away. No, I wouldn't do that, but that'd be too hard. Buck Farmer? Really?
John Schreiber. Gregory Soto? Brian Garcia will be their closer. Okay. I mean,
is he related to Greg?
I have no idea who 90% of these guys are, man, and I watch a lot of baseball. So, look, it's going to be, I would expect, a fifth-place finish.
They literally are. They're for the major. I don't know half of these guys, and the ones that I do know, Miggy, are way past their prime.
There is no question about it. No question about
it. All right, well, it's not looking good for the Detroit Tigers. That's today's Tier 1 tour. Will continue in the AL Central. Tomorrow, go to a much more intriguing team that has actually had a fairly busy offseason. You were actually bringing them up earlier when we were talking to Craig Calcaterra, the Kansas City Royals.
Quietly. Quiet, under-the-radar moves. But again, it makes you want to watch.
All right, before that, though, it is time to get to today's edition of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
New month means a new grand prize. Our winner will qualify for our drawing to win dinner for two at the world-famous Benihana. Woodsy loves himself some teppanyaki. Dinner for two at Fresco Italiano, voted number one Italian restaurant on TripAdvisor, and a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Legendary Vegas fun. And we've got Dave in Spring Valley. Dave, welcome to Ben and Woods. Are you ready to play some real or fake?
Good morning, guys.
All right. You need to get to four correct out of the seven. Woods can help you if you want to ask him. He doesn't always know the answer, but he's always willing to lend a recommendation. But it's up to you to give us the final answer. It's funny because I was joking about doing Detroit Tigers real or fake. We were also excited for the start of Cactus League play yesterday, but how closely did you pay attention as the game wore on? Today on Real or Fake, I'll give you a name. Tell me if it's a real Padres minor leaguer who appeared in yesterday's game against the Mariners, or a fake. In this case, a Golden Globe winning actor from last night.
Oh.
Also, it was a fairly anonymous bunch, so this could be harder than you think. All right, are you ready to go, Dave?
Okay.
Round one, Josh O'Connor, real Padres minor leaguer or fake?
I'll pass to Woods on this.
Oh, F word.
I know.
Josh O'Connor, I'm going to say Golden Globe winner, so fake.
I'll say fake, final answer.
He won the Golden Globe for the crown last night. Yeah, you wouldn't have missed another O on the team, would you?
No, come on. The crown won a lot last night.
It did, and he won as well. All right, let's go round two. Parker Markell, Real or fake Padre, Dave?
Real Padre.
Is the pitcher who got the loss, gave up the run in the ninth inning yesterday. All right, that's two for two. You are red hot. Let's try Rice Kinnear. Real or fake Padre?
I think it's pronounced Greg Kinnear.
Rice Kinnear.
Oh, Rice Kinnear.
All right, Woods. I'll put this one on you.
Rice Kinnear sounds like a Golden Globe person to me.
Dave, what do you think?
I agree with Woods.
You are wrong.
Damn it.
Padres pitcher who pitched yesterday.
I missed it.
R-E-I-S-S-K-N-E-H-R. Rice Kinnear.
Sorry.
All right, still, you got two as we go to round four here. Let's go with Nabil Crismat. Real or fake Padre?
Nabil Crismat. What do you think, Woods?
He is a Padres pitcher, my
friend. Sounds confident. What do you think, Dave?
I'm agreeing with Woods, yes.
Yes, points. That's three. All you need is one more correct, and you will win. All right, here we go. Round five. Gosuke Kato. Real or fake Padre? Dave.
I'll say real Padre.
He is. Very good. And you are a winner today, Dave. First of the month. You qualify for our grand prize draw. Hang on. Paulie will get your information. Let's go a couple more here. Josh Mears.
Padre.
Is. Daniel Kaluuya.
Golden Globe.
Yes. Judas and the Black Messiah. Best supporting actor in a film. Neither. I had not heard of him nor the movie. But he won a Golden Globe last night. All right, good job, Woods.
Thank you.
Good job, Dave. And we're off and running in the month of March. Woods, we got one segment left.
Amazing.
I feel like we want to fill it with Padres baseball talk.
I'm
just into the spring training Cactus League schedule. Just a couple more thoughts on yesterday's opener. Can't make too big of a deal out of it, but there was some good, a little bad, but mostly good, I think, even though they lost. It's coming up next. Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.